This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, yeah. That was wrong. Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you could only, if I could only turn the cameras on, the ones that are working anyway. If I could only turn the cameras on 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before we start, you'd be surprised. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Realside.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there, including giving me your email address. That's what I want. I want your email address. Okay, do you know what an email address is? That's what I want from you. I want your email address. Every week, we send out an email, let you know what's going to be on the show, who's going to be on the show, topics we'll be discussing, all kinds of stuff. And I just want you informed, right? Don't you want to be informed? No, come on, really, don't you want to be informed? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, I got so much to hit on tonight. Doug Giles is going to join me in the second hour. And, you know, conservatives are being just pounded by Mr. Zuckerberg, Google. And, you know, Google, we're going to try to talk about them later on, too. Probably one of the most un-American companies on the face of the planet. Right? They wouldn't work with the Department of Justice because their employees were complaining they should do no evil, and because of what the Department of Justice does, what they're involved with, they've decided not to do business with them anymore. I don't know if you guys heard about that. However, they're working with China. Right, if I was President Trump, it's China, right? They're working with China to do a platform that'll keep people from saying negative things about the government. That's right, it won't allow it to happen, it won't allow it to post, it won't allow it to pop up. I want you to think about that. Yeah, we're the bad guys. Right? As far as Google's concerned, we're the bad guys. America's the bad guys. So they're helping to promote censorship, but we're the bad guys. Don't you just find that amazing? I would love to sit with the CEO of that company, the founders, and see if this is really what they had in mind. Because if this is really what they had in mind, yeah, you've got to find another platform to work with. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You couldn't make this stuff up. You couldn't come up with this story on your own. You couldn't make this stuff up. According to the Los Angeles Times, which, you know, we know is very trustworthy. It's, you know, when they're writing about somebody on the left, it's just so much more fun. So Gavin Newsom has decided that he's going to defend the gas tax here in California, the high-speed rail, and he accuses Trump of bankrupting the nation. Now, this is the guy that was totally behind allowing, you know, when he was mayor of San Francisco, he finds no problem with allowing the transients, the homeless, to poop in the streets any place they want to. To pee in the streets anywhere they want to. Yeah, urinate. I'm sorry, pee, urinate, whatever you want to use. Whatever makes you feel better. Any place they want to. They can't get rid of. They can sleep in the alleyways. They can sleep in the walkways. They can shoot up in the street. This This is what he considers norm. He's taken one of the prettiest cities, one of the most beloved cities in the country, and really turned it into a hole. And you know what I mean. So Newsom is the Democratic. Now this is really funny because he's a Democratic front runner for governor, which the chances are front runner nothing. He's probably in. And I don't know where you Dems are. Are you really okay? I'd love a Democrat to call me. I don't think they will, but I'd love them to call and tell me that what a great job Gavin Newsom did in San Francisco. I'm just curious. And then they stuck this gas tax on here in California about a year ago. I mean, one of the largest tax increases on gasoline in the country. But some of you don't think that's a problem. Some of you who live here don't think that's a problem. So he's criticizing the people's efforts to repeal the gas tax. Now, here's the reason behind it. It is over the top. Okay? And on top of this, they won't stop here. And I said this, and now it's happening. So they're not going to stop with the gas tax, people, because they need more money. They blow money so much in Sacramento. No, and it's much worse than it is in other states. See, they've done this kind of thing before. They have taxed us for infrastructure before. And they blow the money. They use it on other things. They do not use it to fix the roads. They don't use it to fix the bridges. They don't use it to do any of that. I want you to think about it. So when you think about how much money is being, how much they're getting, and how much is being spent, right? Look, I think it was maybe 11 years ago, 9, 10, 11 years ago, all right, when they increased the taxes, the gas tax here in California, they swore to use that money for transportation, for the roads, and they didn't. And the proof is, what are they doing again? When we had the heavy rains, we had roads that washed away, right? We had dams and spillways that were falling apart. And that money the first time was supposed to be used for infrastructure and roads. So now they want the money again. They put the gas tax on there so they can rebuild the roads again. All right? And on top of that, they're looking to stick a mileage tax on. I wouldn't even go this far with this, but I might as well go into it. On top of that, the legislature in California is looking to do a mileage tax. Isn't that wonderful? They can't get enough money from you with the gas tax. Now they want a mileage tax, and now they're going to go professional services tax. God bless America. Especially when you can't get enough money. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Senior host, come on, who knows who that is? Anybody know who that is? Quick. Yeah, I figure you don't. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, admittedly, this whole segment, this whole story is aimed at my Democrat friends, who I believe some of them are very sane. And very smart. Where are you? No, seriously, why aren't you speaking up on this? I mean, think about that. Newsom is called, I mean, he is beating on Republicans because they don't understand about the gas tax. They don't understand about the bullet train and nowhere other than bankruptcy. They don't understand any of this stuff. And people just run with it. And yet, the numbers, their own numbers show that they're wrong and they're not telling you the truth. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. So Newsom called the Republican statewide ballot measure to repeal the gas tax a farce from the GOP. Right? Now, GOP say, look, if we do this the right way, if we do the job right, if we stop blowing money, and they have no say in the California. By the way, the Democrats have 2/3 of the vote in California, in the legislature, which means Republicans are pretty useless. There's not much they can do. They can bring this stuff to the forefront. Hopefully people are paying attention. But that's it. Now, Newsom says the reason he's not listening to GOP is because they won't bring any solution to replace the dollars they want to pull. We don't want to pull any dollars. We want, first of all, we want you to use the money we give you for the stuff you say you're going to use it for. That's number one. We wouldn't have to replace the dollars if you didn't blow them. And we don't need to replace the dollars if we cut back on the stupid spending that you're doing. It's really that simple. Let's talk about this bullet train that he's so in love with. The bullet train that has changed where it started. And if you're not from California, you wouldn't understand this. But the whole idea was to cut an 8-hour drive down about 3 hours. All right? With the bullet train. To go from the southern part of the state to the northern part of the state. You know, tie Los Angeles into Sacramento. With some stops on the way. And this made all kinds of wonderful sense, you know, because here in California, we have it's almost a commuter. It's almost like a bus plane because we constantly have flights to go to Sacramento and San Francisco. It's very reasonable to go back and forth. It's a 45-minute flight that normally would take you like an 8-hour drive. So they came up with this train, you know, hey, Japan does it, China does it. They do it all over. And this would be a great idea. It's a wonderful idea. And it won't cost a whole bunch of money in the grand scheme of things. And the tickets won't be expensive at all. It won't be anywhere near what a plane ticket would cost. Uh-huh. And that's just how it always goes. So the estimated cost to build this train, which was supposed to be, I think it originally started off between $20-25 billion, something like that. It is now at $77 billion. And still rising. Now, there are lawsuits, and they don't want to see lawsuits. The AG won't allow some of the lawsuits to go through. Or some of the challenges to go through, if you would. But the Attorney General for the state of California doesn't see a problem with this, considering what the people voted on was a bullet train that was supposed to be less than $30 billion. It was supposed to be a public and private partnership, and this is going to be the best thing since sliced bread. And we're at $77 billion. We didn't sign up for this. And the GOP members were saying this early on. This is not going to stop because you don't have it worked out. You don't have it figured out. And they didn't want to hear it. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So at what point do we decide no more of this? At what point do Californians, Democrats and Republicans, step up and say, we don't have the money for this. This is not going to work. And again, Gavin Newsom, our next governor, sees this is not an issue. This is not an issue at all. So in other words, starting at 22, what is it? Starting off at, we'll say, between 20 and 30 billion. Oh, that's 10 billion among friends, right? Starting between 20 and 30 billion dollars. And going to 77 billion, he doesn't see as an issue. It's only taxpayer money. It's not a big deal. Right? This is how they think. It's only taxpayer money. It's not a big deal. And they'll keep telling, they keep telling us, California, relax. We need this. This is good for the ecosystem. Right? All those cars off the road, not a problem. Here's the other problem. So instead of driving to L.A. or being in L.A. and then turning around... hopping on that train, taking it all the way to Sacramento. Now we're finding out we can't do that. Now you're going to check this out. Listen to this. you're going to have to drive 60 to 90 minutes to get to the first stop of the train to take the train the rest of the way. No. I can go to the local airport in most cases within an hour. Within that 90 minutes, I can actually be landing in San Francisco or Sacramento. And you're not touching my tax money at that point. I'm just paying for a plane ticket. These tickets, which were supposed to be under $100, now look like they're going to be closer to $300. But he thinks this is sane. He thinks this is right. He thinks this is okay. So for you Dems in the state of California, can you please help me understand this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, bullet train, good idea, bad idea, just depends on who you ask. But from a fiscal standpoint, from a standpoint of how much money, and it looks like it's going to be over $100 billion at this point. See, I thought it was $77 billion, but it's going to go up from there. So when do you stop this? Because it's not what the people voted for. It's not even close to what people voted for. When can you look at the Democrat running for governor and say, as you know, Newsom, I know you don't listen to my show, but I'm sure one of your little minions does. We'll pick up on some of this. Mr. Newsom, what's the number? Do you have a number? In other words, if this thing hits $150 billion and it doesn't have the support it used to have and it doesn't have the public-private partnership it was supposed to have, will that be time to pull the plug? Or is it just... Maybe this just, I don't know, I'm guessing here. I'm tainted because I grew up in Boston, right? Maybe there's just way too much money moving around for you to stop any of it. What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously, I am not done with this. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Turkish officials are now leaking details of an audio recording of the capture, torture, and death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The recording happened inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. New York Times reporter David Kirkpatrick is in Istanbul, and he now provides the grisly details of what can be heard on the recording.
We're learning today from Turkish officials about an audio tape that contains evidence that Mr. Khashoggi was detained quickly after he entered the consulate, that his fingers were chopped off, that he was dismembered, that the gore was so egregious that the consulate asked them to take it outside.
He said of the 15 suspects named by Turkish authorities, 4 appear to have close ties to the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get back at it. Let's get the real information out there. See, this is again, my argument is the Dems want total control, but they can't handle it. They're like kids in a candy shop sometimes. Look at California. Look what's going on. Newsom will not fess up that his group, his party, his people screwed up the bullet train. You can't start at 20 and go to 100 billion and say, hey, we're right on target. Well, you're right on target to screw the people of California. Yeah. And then you move the goal. I mean, really, seriously, this... In its original conception, the way it was laid out, we knew it wasn't going to work, but it made sense. Okay, get those cars off the road. Okay, I'm good with that. I mean, if we can save a little bit of, you know, emissions from the cars, that's cool. You hop on the train in L.A., you get up to do your business in Sacramento, you got 3 hours of the train, it's time for businessmen to put their stuff together, and they get their presentation again. I get all of that. It's all good. Take a quick cab to where you're going. You can do your presentation. And for all intents and purposes, you can get home the same day. That's good. They get to spend time with their family. All good. But at what point do you stop hurting the people of California? Again, I would love Newsom to answer that question. Is it $100 billion? $150? $200? What's the number? What is the number? At what point do you back off and go, you know what? This is not good. This is not what it was supposed to be. And some of you will remember, and I talked about this years ago, some of you remember the big dig in Massachusetts. And I grew up there. My cousins, I have a cousin that actually flew from Alaska, went back to Massachusetts to work on that. And we all knew at the time, I think when it started, it was only supposed to be, let's see, I can't remember what the overrun was. God, I just had it up on my screen. It ended up running over $14 billion. All right? I mean, think about that. $14 billion for a job initially. God, I wish I just, again, I apologize. I had that number up. That was supposed to be, I don't know what it was, 400 and some odd million dollars, I think it was supposed to be. And it ended up at $14 billion. And by the time it was done, I'm sorry, it ended up at $22 billion. As they were moving along, they thought it was going to stop somewhere at 14.6. That's kind of where they felt it was going to fall in line. The cost overrun on that project, now this is put out by the Boston Globe. So it's not Joe pulling numbers out of the air. The Boston Globe said that project ended at 190% over what it was supposed to be. Come on, give that some thought. And now you're doing the same thing in California. You're giving the Democrats ran that whole project in Massachusetts. Now you're giving that same kind of dollars, if you would, to the Democrats of California. And when you got that kind of money running through the system and the federal government stepping in to bail them out on a regular basis, as they did in Boston, because there was a lot of connections in Boston, the Kennedy family, right? Brought all kinds of jobs to the area. Everybody was happy. Everybody loved the money that was coming in. People had jobs. They were working. You know, it was utopia. At the cost of the taxpayers across the country, not just in Massachusetts, but across the country. And unless you lived there and you grew up there and you understand the area, you know that this was going to happen from day one. You just knew that this is how it was going to go down. And now we're doing the same thing on the West Coast. And they've got some big projects on the books. And think about all the money that's going to go through the hands of, you know, certain people. And who is that ultimately going to benefit when you think about it? Now back to Newsom and his handling of San Francisco. This is the guy that wants to be governor of California. You know, San Francisco right now is paying millions, right? Let me see. In February, all the way back to February, they had to go through over 150 blocks, a 20-mile stretch in San Francisco to clean up not just feces, not just, you know, pressure washing urine that was all over the place, but piles, almost 300 piles of dry. Now, this comes from the Daily Wire, right? And it was also reported at NBC in the Bay Area. 300 piles of needles. Right? This is because Mayor Newsom has decided over the years that this was okay. That homeless people should be allowed to have places to stay. She shouldn't have to shoot up poop or pee in an alleyway because that's undignified and dangerous. And there's actually an app in San Francisco now where you're able to... disgusting. Where you're able... There's a poop map. Now, keeping it clean. It's a poop map to tell you where human excrement had been seen over the last 24 to 48 hours. That's so you don't step into it with your very expensive shoes. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, when you get past all of this, Newsom now is trying to put this on Trump. Right? He's talking about how Trump is bankrupting the country. He had no problem with the deficit and the spending spree of Mr. Obama, but apparently Trump, now I want you, some of you who honestly follow the economy, follow what's going on, follow the unemployment rate that is pretty much non-existent, follow the fact that people have more money in their paychecks, that people are getting bumps at work, and that for the first time in 40 years, that people actually got substantial increases in pay. Follow all of that. And somehow, that leads Trump in bankrupting the country. I've said this for years. We use two different dictionaries. The Dems and the Republicans, they work off of two different dictionaries. Their meaning of words are totally different. And it's too bad. Because, I know a lot of good Democrats. I work with a lot of good Democrats. Same people. He said that President Trump, his policies, have been catastrophic to the country. And eventually will damage the Republican Party. He added that he's worried that the federal tax cuts approved by Trump and the GOP-led Congress will bankrupt the nation. The real problem here is Newsom and his cronies that have lots of money. See, it's actually the opposite of what they said. See, in California, the tax cuts are going to affect the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. And it's not putting more money in their pocket, it's costing them more money. They're going to actually have to pay more money in taxes. Oh, wonder what they're upset about. See, if they think it's okay to pay more taxes, why are they complaining about it? Why is it an issue? And as a small business owner, I got to tell you something. For those of you who've never owned a business, you actually work for someone. Without getting into the whole thing about what that someone had to do to get their business, what they had to give up, how many times they didn't take a paycheck, what they had to sell to get to where they're going, and the chances they took to give you a job as a cashier or a line worker or whatever. And if you're upset that they're getting a tax break in their businesses, don't be. You need to take a basic business class. Because in most cases, not all, but in most, when a business owner has more money to play with, he doesn't go out and buy another Bentley, another house, or what have you. See, because we're greedy. We are greedy. We want to make more money. We don't make more money by not hiring more people. Because, listen, the more people you have, the more work you get done. The more service work you get done. The more the billing you get done. The more product you can make. The more money you make. Most businessmen, not all, most business people understand that the more product you put out, the more money you take in. So when you give them tax cuts and they make more money, they go out and hire more people to work. Now that's true. That can be proved over and over again. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Corn cob pipe, overalls, some hay in the mouth comes to mind. I don't know why. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that we're spending together on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get to it. This is just... craziness going somewhere to happen. And I know it seems like I'm just beating on Dems tonight, and that's not the intent. I want to beat on Newsom. And then if you're supporting him and you're not really thinking it through, I'd love to know why. I'd love you to 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to know how. How can you support a guy that is defending a gas tax that we've already been charged and went sideways? Now, the new gas tax, we don't know that they're going to actually use the money for what they say they're going to. And then on top of that, now they want to do a mileage tax on top of the gas tax. High-speed rail he's in love with, but that's what so let's say we start at $25 billion, and now we're up at $100 plus. Where's the stopping? Why does he think this is wonderful? Is it because of more money going through the system? Maybe he thinks he can get more money from the feds. More money lines some people's pockets. And then he's accusing Trump of bankrupting the nation because of tax cuts. Because somehow it's going to bring in less money Because, you know, people who are making more money, they don't go buy more stuff, which they pay. See, here's the irony behind this. When you ask the Democrats about illegal aliens, they'll tell you, well, they pay taxes too. And they're talking about sales tax, right? Because they buy stuff. You can't get around sales tax. But they don't pay payroll tax to speak of. And they steal people's identities, which is costs billions of dollars a year to merchants and others. But that's okay. Not a big deal. You're not in their mind anyhow. Right? So why can't I use the same logic? And if you give business owners a break and they hire more people, those people go out and buy more, you know, TVs and dinners and what have you, there's sales tax money. Same argument they use for the illegals. Don't understand why I'm not allowed to use that. And then Trump, I'm sorry, last I checked, unemployment level was, the unemployment, almost you can't measure it, it's so low. People are spending money. Consumer confidence is up. You have countries from across the globe that are now coming back to America to build, coming back to the U.S. to build plants. Yes, still. Even with the tariff stuff going on. I'm sorry. It's backwards day in America. It's like when it comes to Republicans to Democrats, it's 24/7 backwards day. And I tell you what. As a staunch conservative Republican, I know we're not right 24/7. I know we're not always right. We get things wrong. Ask a hardcore Democrat that question. This is where I say, I know that we're more American than you are, if you would. Because most of the Democrats that I talk to, first, I've got many Democrat friends. And I will say that, well, half of them will vote for the right person for the job. The other half, Democrats only. Don't care if it's the worst person that known to mankind. As long as he's got a D in front of his name, they're in. I'll vote for the best person for the job. It's really that simple for me. No, we're not parties. We're Americans. Right? And again, I know Democrats, just like I'm sure some of you know Republicans. I know Democrats are a Democrat in name only. They grew up as a Democrat. Their parents were Democrats. They don't want to let their parents down. Right? So they stay a registered Democrat, yet they vote Republican. They vote conservative all the time. So, remember, I'm beating on California for the moment here. Back in April, May, June-ish, there was a bill that was brought forward. And to show you how you kind of, if you would pay attention, you'd know what was going on. And our legislators don't seem to have a clue here in California. So there was a bill brought forward that would make it easier to prosecute police officers who kill civilians. Now, who kill them when? When they're in the middle of a crime? When they're shooting at other people? When they're shooting back? See, before these lawmakers get to put laws on the books about police officers and them doing their duty, they need to do a ride-along for a week. And they're not in a fluffy neighborhood. Do it in a high-crime neighborhood. We lost a police officer today. I didn't hear where. But in a crime stop, a traffic stop at midnight, the officer was shot like 7 times. You legislators are so worried about the criminals being mistreated, you don't care about the cops. The police officers mean nothing to you. So this legislator out of San Diego, Shirley Weber, you need to know her name, out of San Diego, California, right? She wants to make it harder for police officers to kill in the line of duty. Not murder. I'm not for murder. But kill. And at one point, the legislators were like, oh, put that on hold. We don't, this is not a good time. This is an election year. Now, there's one thing about holding police officers accountable. There's already a commission that does that. It's already against the law for them to use their power wrongly, right? If you detain somebody, if you shoot someone as a police officer, There's already an intense investigation that goes down. And the commission usually decides whether that person can be brought up, the police officer can be brought up on charges or not. So now what you're going to do is you're going to make the commission of no effect, and the law is going to kick in and really muddy the water. And again, I love the fact that there were enough, they weren't looking at this in an honest way. There were enough legislators, Dem legislators, that said, wait a minute, this might be a problem for us this year. Right? So we're gonna put it on hold for now. And these sneaky little people up there in Sacramento, the thing you have to watch out for is this will come back up. And it'll slide through when something else is going on. Now, the bill says that officers can only use deadly force when it's necessary to prevent the imminent and serious bodily injury or death. Now, who's going to decide whether it was imminent or not? Who's going to decide whether that officer was right in feeling that that person was going to cause him bodily injury or death or others around him? What's the guidelines? Right? And then there's a little caveat in the bill that says it'll allow prosecutors to take into account an officer's actions prior to, now they changed the word, to a killing. Maybe he put himself in harm's way. Are we serious? How are we going to do this? Are we going to do this like maybe he shouldn't chase him so fast? Maybe he shouldn't got the robber or whatever upset by, you know, chasing him down in a police car, running him down, or chasing him or her in the backyards of houses. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he got the criminal's adrenaline running too much, so he got too nervous and he turned around with a gun in his hand. I mean, you see how ridiculous this gets? First of all, if you're committing a crime, stop. You might die. Did you ever think of that? You might die. You rob a bank with a knife or a gun or a baseball bat. You come at police officers with a knife or a gun or a baseball bat. You might die. And maybe if you can't figure that out, maybe if you're not smart enough to work that through, maybe you shouldn't even have a driver's license. Alan in the chat room says, you know, and it's true. And think about this. Why would you want to be a cop? With everything coming against the cops nowadays, why would you want to be a cop? Which I'm sure would make a lot of Dems very happy if police forces thinned out. Not my sane Dem friends. You know what I'm talking about. Again, it needs this assault on police officers needs to stop. You know, I'll tell you what. These police commissions that look into police officers, instead of giving them to your crony buddies, give them to real people in the community, ones that are actually involved in the community, and let them come up with let them decide whether the cop is guilty or not. And then you can go to trial. That'd be the best way to let it happen. Don't put these laws in a place. You've never been out in the street with them. You're making it harder and harder for them to do their job and protect me. I want them to protect me. You people that pass these crazy laws, maybe you should move to different neighborhoods. And when things happen in those neighborhoods, let's see what you want them to do to protect you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Doug Giles will join me in the next hour. We're going to talk about the attack on conservatives. And actually, we slip into an attack on Christians and what Christians should be doing. So if you're a Christian listening to the show and you don't want to be convicted in any way, shape, manner, or form, you better listen somewhere else. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.